Since Louisiana voters rejected a constitutional amendment that would have provided a permanent pay raise for school employees, a teachers' union hopes lawmakers can find another way to fund increases. Louisiana Federation of Teachers and School Employees President Larry Carter.
We're going to try our very best to lobby legislators to see if we can fight for a line item in the governor's budget to at least maintain the stipend, but also recurring funds to be used for a permanent pay for teachers and school employees.
The amendment would have given teachers an annual raise of $2,250. Legislation's moving toward final passage that would block public access to details of revenue sharing agreements between colleges and their athletes. Supporters say making those details available put schools like LSU at a disadvantage. Opponents of the bill, like attorney Scott Sternberg, says that's ridiculous.
Ole Miss is not going to public records request how much we're paying the cornerback and then pay the cornerback more. The cornerback's going to tell Ole Miss how much he's getting paid to make more.
The bill now heads to the Senate floor. Thanks to Louisiana's Film Incentive Program, Hollywood South appears to be back.
Adrian Bennett with Film Louisiana says the state is creating pathways to the film industry by getting kids involved at an early age.
Programs like Film Prize Junior, it is a film festival with juried awards for middle school and high school students.
Programs like that are part of the reason Louisiana ranks fourth in the country for film production, and Bennett says the legislature can help keep the momentum going.
Helping us continue to create this sustainable workforce ecosystem that's connecting education and economic development and job creation.
I'm Joe Gallinaro.